Elder Voices, a window to the past, a door to the future.
KNOM presents Harriet Panaya, Part 1.
My name is Harriet Panaya from Sifunga, and I'm 80 years old, and my birthday is May 14, 1932. The community here in Sifunga used to be living in our own way. Own councils, own president. They picked up their own way. So everyone here in Sifunga used to live kind of together. They choose one person over in our clan. They choose one person. His name is Ataka Perry. People trapped and get foxes. And they bring it to this man. And this man, Harry, used to give everyone, even though they get little, but he give everyone equally. Everyone help each other. And when they get the food, they provide everyone together. That's how I live here in Sifunga. Have any like all kinds of toys here, never nothing when we grow up. We just went down to the beach and find a rock and use it as a doll for the girls. I don't know what the boys use for their toys, but I remember we used to use rock for our dolls because we have nothing, no toys at that time. We learn how to do our chores. From our parents, they said, after school, you're going to do your chores, like doing dishes, anything, sweep the floor, and whatever we tell you to do, do it. You need to listen and do it when we sing one time. When our parents say something to us, we keep their words and do it right away and obey what they're telling us and do it right away what the same time they tell us. I remember the men used to get up early, 4 o'clock in the morning, and get ready to to go out hunting. And when they come home, can they catch some seal or some other animal? The ladies cut up and share to other people, other houses, even though it's a small piece. Seal, they ask girls to bring this food to the neighbors. And then one seal, every people eat and they share. It is hard life, but it's not hard. I mean, because we live like that, we know, and we never give up. Hard work is good. The boys are chopping wood. We girls are doing some home housework. But we learned that way. Now we never give up. And these young people didn't do hard work. They give up easy. And the modern life is different, real easy life. We have easy life now, using microwave, washer. We used to wash using our hands and our body to use washboard or soap or whatever. Wring it ourselves with our hands and hang it up. Now we use washers and dryers and hard life we live, but we did it. This is good for us. Go summer camp by boat. Nowadays we use aluminum boat, and we used to have a speed boat, really good. Our camp called Kialerak, way at the end of the island, real nice place. The sand is white. It's a different, little bit different. Over here we have a black sand. Over there it's different. And it's warm and fun. When we go there, we don't like to come back. Our men went out hunting and get some lots of seals. We do a lot of work. They bring 17 seals. And when they come home, we start cutting it up, the men and us ladies also cutting up. Clean up the skin and use it for boots or jackets or parka or whatever. We never waste anything. We use everything. Hang up the food and I use the skins and we eat everything. I make a lot of parka like that. I like to sew, but my eyes are weakened now. I mostly learn myself because my mother passed away when I'm small. But I watched the ladies and use pattern when they make pattern. Lots of times I do it myself. We hardly have the materials like we have now. We use reindeer skin, we use seal skin at that time, making boots for seal, using seal skin and ugruk and reindeer for parka, and make pants and boots or whatever, anything. When I grow up, my name is Harriet Pinaya from Sifunga, and I'm 80 years old, and my birthday is May 14, 1932.
You've been listening to Harriet Pinaya on Elder Voices, part one of a three-part series produced by KNOM. Hear part two of the series tomorrow after the 9 o'clock and 6 o'clock weather, where KNOM, yours for the voices of Western Alaska's elders. Yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, hey.